guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw just kind of a quiet two-sided market here today.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the week in review, you know, we did have, the technicals continue to respect those key reversals that we had the end of February on corn, key reversal in wheat, bottom technically in the soybeans. And, you know, to end the week, you know, we tried to press the market, yesterday and then bounce back here towards the end of the week. So I think the bottom line is, it feels like a market that's got an awful lot of this news dialed in, maybe fully dialed in on the bearish side, and looking forward to the weather going forward and the acres and stocks report the end of the month, Randy.
I was just going to say that we got that acreage report out next at the end of the month, plus we've got a Federal Reserve meeting coming up here next week, too, and just a little uncertainty all the way around.
Yeah, there really is. And, you know, sometimes when we start talking that, it's, once you know where these big short positions are in the grains and it's on the short side, that they start to move and start to get back to a little bit of home base, particularly, when you have some of these grains breaking to the upside like oil, made a big move up here and certainly chasing out some of the shorts as it's blowing through some of these big moving averages.
Sure. What happened over in livestock side?
Well, you know, I think the cattle market is, of course, it's a cyclical bull market. That one's not going to go away. The supplies just are going to tighten. But, you know, it looks like it's a market that is still respectful that the highs we put in September on cattle are still one that we have to see if we can shoot past at some point in time. You know, short term, it feels like a packer margins are about $50 in the head in the red. We're adding some weight to these carcasses. What are they, 20 pounds over a year ago now? So, it looks like that bull story continues to be just a little bit pushed back into the second quarter, maybe late in the second quarter. So second half of next year, probably better. But it's a market that, wants to move higher, but feels like it's high enough. Cash cattle might be trying to stall in here a little bit. It's going to be dependent on the beef clearance.
That's what I was going to say. It depends on what those cutouts do.
Yeah, and even the packer, he doesn't know what happens at the retail level each weekend. So, if you don't sell it, you smell it, So we'll see once when we come back over the weekend if these higher prices move the beef or not. And, the hog market, Randy, is the big bear market switching gears. And now we're back at the top end of the range here trying to make new highs on the hogs. And, liquidation still continuing over there, cheaper product versus the beef. Exports are good while the beef exports are slow. So maybe the hog market has had enough to the downside.
You see us trying to push much higher or more of a sideways type pattern?
Well, I think in the hog market, we've had just some massive liquidation by some of these big vertical integrators. And, efficiencies keep going up, pigs per litter, but that's probably reached the wall of resistance on that, too. So I think, when you look at it from the numbers, summer months, 105, 110, feels like we got an awful lot of the liquidation dialed in at those levels, Randy.
Okay. Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, I think we need to watch each weekend some of these Black Sea area, what their weather is, South America weather, and of course, Russia-Ukraine war, bubbling to the top. What gets planted over there is going to be key.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.